This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So we're burning the midnight oil. It's coming down to the wire.
I love it. I
December
hate it as well.
31st, yes. And we need to have it ready for the new year by tomorrow. I'm in there with Will
Rel,
and he and I are going to debut the new toothpaste flavors.
January 1st,
the new toothpaste flavors come out.
And if everybody lines up, the friggin' toothpaste hype beasts.
Oh, believe me, around the block, screaming, pounding on the doors, what is it? What is it? And we're obviously, Mr. Bubble Yum is in the room as well.
The guy, the little bubble gum.
Bubble Yum?
Yeah. Mr. Bubble Yum
is in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking pissed because we were supposed to do this like 6 months ago, but Lil Rel was on tour. He's blowing up a little bit.
He is having something of a moment.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like pitching, but I know they're not pitches.
Okay, what are some of these?
Tatiana, like,
feel free to weigh in on this part.
Have any bubble gum flavor ideas, because this is coming up for me again in like a week.
Toothpaste
flavors? Initially it was toothpaste.
That cleans your teeth?
Okay.
We're talking a crossover episode of
this. Is maybe the problem.
That's where we landed. Can we just chew toothpaste? Because this seems to me like it's going to solve two problems. One, gum isn't necessarily great for your teeth.
Yeah.
Two, toothpaste isn't really that fun.
I have a friend who confessed she eats toothpaste.
Okay, we've done that on the show.
Is it possible that it's us?
Yeah, it was you guys. Okay. You guys texted me and were like, I eat toothpaste.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to, I thought bubble gum was what we did. Hmm. Now you're telling me I said toothpaste.
You started with toothpaste. Hard.
Well, it was toothpaste flavored bubble gum ultimately. But the pitches that we're going to need for this coming, like in like 2 weeks, this comes up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I can do the same thing again. In fact, they told me not to. So if you guys have ideas.
I don't love an organic toothpaste. I don't think it works.
Okay.
I don't like a baking soda based toothpaste. I want it as fake as possible.
But gum wise.
Oh, gum.
If we're just doing gum.
I don't want a baking soda gum.
Soda gum. All right. Well, cross that one out.
What would be helpful to me to sort of wean me off of this stuff is like chaw flavored bubble gum.
What's chaw?
Dip.
Oh.
Snooze.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had
big old wad of friggin' turbacky?
If I could take a piece of gum that is flavored like chewing tobacco.
With little bits of fiberglass.
Yes.
Slices open the inside of your cheek.
Bits of gum liquid are going inside my bloodstream.
You want
that
gusher,
could be really nice.
A gusher style.
Yes.
Tobacco-y explosion. Do you put it in the, are we putting it there?
I'll pack it in
I'll pack it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a little appliance.
Really
pack it in.
It's sort of passe to pack it right in the front lip there.
Do you ever pack it behind the ear to keep it for later?
Oh, quite often.
This is a farmer thing, you guys.
Well,
it's a real thing.
Yeah, and I have, it's almost like an earpiece. It's like the ear pods that go around your ears, but it's a little cup. And I'll just put it in the cup on top.
Stick it in there?
Yeah, and just, I'm comfortable. I can move around, you know. As long as I don't do a handstand, I'm okay.
It doesn't impede hearing or anything? Or
You know it does.
Uh-huh.
As you say that, I realize I've been missing out on hearing a lot of stuff when I'm wearing this.
It's a big cup.
Yeah, it's a really big cup.
It's a cup over your ear.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the lid for the cup as well is pretty bulky.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's not great. But at any rate, if you guys have an idea, please feel free to send them.
We weren't pitching.
Send them to, well, you pitched the tobacco thing.
Yeah.
And you said not baking soda, which, so a little rule we have in the bubblegum business is we don't necessarily shoot down an idea unless we have an idea.
Actually, for the show, too, that would be amazing.
I don't like that. It's not
about it. As I'm thinking about it, that would be amazing going forward for the show. And I'm so glad we're having this conversation now instead of like afterwards.
This will help you as an actor because when you show up and you have a script and you go, not this line.
Yeah.
That's not helpful.
Gotta
but if you
alt.
Go, what if instead of this line,
and say
I hit
salty.
You with one of these?
Yes, yes.
And you've got
have
something
a few
great.
Options.
So what if instead of baking soda, it was
tobacco?
Tobacco.
I'm on that tobacco.
And now we have
I'm really into this
synergy.
Tatiana, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Thank
Hollywood
you so
Handbook.
Much. This is an insider's guide to kicking
butt
and
dropping
names
in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. What up? What up? Wagwan.
What up?
So the show is for fun. It's for friends. It's for hanging out. It's for education. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's to show off, isn't it?
I love showing off.
Mm-hmm.
It's innate to me.
Yes, and it's and how else would you end up in this business?
Right.
I just want attention.
Just going and being a little show off.
Showing off. Look at me. I know my lines.
Look at me. I know how to say these words in an order.
Yeah,
I can say them with intention.
Look at me over here. I'm in front of a camera.
Yeah, I'm standing on this mark. I hit it without even looking. Sometimes you hit it without looking. Sometimes you have to glance down just slightly over your own nose, just to feel it.
Like freaking Neo.
Yeah, Neo.
Eyes closed, just wandering over to the mark.
So
from
many
the Matrix.
Actors have backgrounds as mascots. It's important because you do learn in those big mascot costumes, as we all know. Mm. We've all worked theme park circuits. Mm-hmm. To move without being able to see your feet very well.
Totally.
And to look only straight ahead.
And to vomit and be okay with that.
And to vomit and to be okay vomiting in your suit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just be covered
okay.
in it. It's fine.
And that was from a show that did that.
From a show?
Yeah, it was in the show.
This show?
No, a different show.
Succession?
Yes.
Ah,
that happened.
I've seen that episode.
And that's real. It can happen.
It can because you get
how many
hot.
Times do you do Comedy Bang Bang?
How many times?
Five.
Throw that all away.
Forget everything you
Forget
think
it.
You learned there.
I'd never go back to
that
it.
That show, this show is fun. The show is like for just like hanging out. Everything.
What's next?
Where that show is
about. We've
been
doing this show for only 5 years.
Only five?
Yeah. Where that show is about like career building and
connections.
Yes, exactly.
It's all marketing. It's marketing bullshit.
You know who's a real bullshit artist? Is Paul F. Tompkins.
So,
he's the sleaziest.
Yeah, the F stands for phony.
Paul Phony Tom.
Every one of these like career day events in Hollywood, you see him there. Goes to every single booth.
Yeah.
Cuts me in line.
Mm-hmm. The Paul stands for politics.
Yes. He'll always ask you what the F stands for, but nobody is
politics.
Well, let's
fake
think about
fake Tompkins.
It's disgusting.
He's disgusting.
He grosses me out.
He makes me sick.
I am now going back to my mascot days again because I'm about to throw up in the suit that is this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thinking about politics fake Tompkins and all of his – oh, and I meant to say phony, I guess. But
I like fake. I think we can re-up
You know
it.
What? The F could be for fake and phony.
Mm. Yeah.
All of his disgusting behavior – it's all big-timing me and it's all trying to make me feel small
because
why?
Because he feels small.
Yeah.
I think
trying
that's
trying to bring
what
you
it
down
is.
To
Agree.
His
yeah.
size.
I think
Agree.
It's a mirror thing. Mm-hmm. He's seeing in you something that he feels he's lacking. Do you know what I mean?
No, we only truly hate that which we recognize in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kevin's friend is here.
Ah, Crisp.
Speaking of which.
Crisp.
Hey, Crisp.
Crisp is here.
He's not on mic.
Crisp. Kevin's whole vibe today with Crisp is like, see, I told you.
I got this buddy named Crisp.
Yeah, I told you I had my friend Crisp.
Thank you for having me.
Oh,
Chris, talk
thank
about
you for being here.
Your shirt that says Suffocation that you wore to a nice podcast.
One of my favorite bands.
It's not the lyric from Breathing.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I think you're confused. That is not the name. That's not the name of the band. Just because they say that.
No.
That is just a word that they're singing in the song. The name is different. So it's okay. You go back to the lab.
Find out the name of the actual band.
Actually become a band.
Papa Roach or whoever it is.
And maybe that t-shirt comes in next time.
You know, but.
I had that album. I still have that album.
It had a real cockroach.
The little cockroach. Mm-hmm.
Had a real one. That was a real one that they did.
How did they get it? How did they get it?
That is why I am asking. Like yes. How are they getting this?
Did they? I mean, they must
you
have
see them and they are going crazy all the time.
Papa?
No offense to you. No,
well, those guys as well. And so maybe that's why. But
no offense to you, but dream guest Papa Roach. If we could interview them about how they got the roach.
I have something to tell you.
This is the next best thing. Wait.
I am Papa Roach.
Oh.
So when I was like, how did they do that?
And it's Chris was in there like, holy shit. Oh
Chris
my God.
Loves
holy
Papa
shit.
Roach so bad. The Papa stands for fucking Paul F. Tompkins.
That's right. What the Papa stands for.
Wow. Well, we have you here. Obviously, you've done dramatic work.
Obviously.
We are known.
Morphin Black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it really is what you're doing, like, aren't you? Yes. Is morphing around.
And you're morphing from one to the other.
It was an animorph sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where
it was.
Instead of animals, it was other women.
Thank
people.
You for admitting. Well, and people are animals. The human animal.
And you're transitioning between these different guys where you like sort of get down on your haunches and you're like, oh, I'm changing.
I had to do a public changing between each character.
Mm-hmm.
So I squat, like you said.
Squat.
Because there is footage of this.
It's
I
a
squatted
deep squat.
On the, it took a deep squat. I screamed. Belly scream. Because you got to get down into the crotch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
As an actor.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get
and
down.
The belly, we can talk about this
that
while
is
adults.
Where the belly
you get
is well.
Way into your crotch.
Get way into the crotch. Belly scream. Tell everyone. Look everyone. I had to look every crew member in the eye.
Ask
they
for
had
help.
To stop. Yeah. Ask for help.
They were
ask for help.
Ask for help. Beg for help.
They were cutting
please,
down on crew members at a certain point.
Yeah.
Just to make the day.
Just because it's about
people
a 5-hour
setting
up
home. Yeah.
And then eventually I'd feel ready to, I'd strip down in front of them. I'd be ready to put the new clothes on, stick on that wig, glue it down.
And become
A, B, C,
orangutan lady.
Orangutan
whatever
man.
The thing, yeah, whatever the stuff.
The goof.
The freaking, the goof. The,
we got the goof.
Wiseacre.
We got the orangutan lady. We
the
got
orangutan.
The possum.
The
possum baby.
Yeah, possum. Yeah. And the pasta lady as well.
Pasta lady. Pasta lady was the hardest for me to get into.
That's tough to
connect
with.
Because I've just never had it.
It's you can't find it out.
Where
it's
actually
really
is
it's hard
it?
To find. Pasta?
Yes.
I have no idea.
I see all
I don't know how
these
it's
okay,
made.
I was hoping you
movies.
Would like be able to
no, people
talk about
eating
that.
Pasta
no, I'm
yes.
dying
like,
to
I've
try it.
I've never seen this.
Yes.
It looks great. I have nothing against people who eat it, I guess.
I won't even go that far. It looks interesting. Like,
it's
it could be great.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
How'd it go
I
from
definitely
that hard
try
to
it.
Soft? You know what I mean?
Yes.
How do we
no,
get...
No, because I've seen both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting when you're seeing it.
Yeah.
The guy's holding it, and it looked like a freaking stick.
Also, who's this guy? Always
who is
holding
that guy?
Pasta.
Yes.
Holding hard pasta.
But that's that but you had to become that guy, basically,
that guy
for the character, or at least his
crazy.
Wife.
I read a lot.
Okay.
Jesus.
I read a lot. Guys, I know how to read.
Mm. What's one?
What's
thing?
One? Yeah. If well, you're reading, you just said it, so you offered it up.
Yeah,
so.
I read.
Say one.
Say one. Mm. The Dominion by Locust.
Dan Brown.
Dan Brown. Mm. It's one of his side projects.
The Dominion by Locust.
It's
Dan
one. That's a Papa Roach song. The Dominion by Locust.
God, it's my favorite.
They're referencing
song.
My fucking song I'll again. Breathe. The Locust.
He's going to come in Locust. Tomorrow with a shirt that says the Dominion Locust.
We talk about dramatic practice. We talk about you, I know, like to say that you live for the drama.
Yeah.
And I think that's so funny.
Uh-huh. Like making it where I go.
You are so much drama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We, obviously on this show, famous for doing funny shit.
Uh-huh. Pulling off some of the funniest shit that has ever even been attempted, let alone executed.
Brett, talk about laughing your fucking whole ass off whenever we do the show.
Brett is here.
I've just been wheezing this entire time. That's why you haven't heard from me. I just caught my breath.
Brett's famous death rattle laugh.
Suffocation is a good band, by the way. I'll stick up for them.
They're not Brett, a band. It's a lyric.
It's the band.
You're confused.
It's just the word in the song.
You're confused.
It's over Brett laughs.
Yeah, go ahead.
Doing funny shit.
Yeah.
5 years. Cracking people up. I guess that's all you guys do, huh? Oh, what are you going to possibly do with someone who is morphin' black and dramatic?
Yeah.
How could you hold up to that when actually it's been proven time and time and time again that funny comedic actors actually make the best dramatic actors in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Examples.
Robin Williams.
Yes.
Yes.
Bobby Bill.
Bob brought home the hardware, as I recall.
Many times?
Uh-huh. Bell, way, yeah.
Bobby Bill. We're talking James Carey.
Yes.
James Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody see his amazing process where he was just an asshole to people for a long time on set?
Treat everyone like shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I couldn't believe what a good actor.
I was so into that.
To seem unpleasant and difficult for the entire process of making the movie. Oh, that must have been so hard for him, a guy who is fun to hang with.
Yeah, he's such a joy.
But that's only on the dramatic one. If you see the Liar Liar end credits, he is like cracking everyone's whole shit up.
Yeah.
He actually turned this document that he was supposed to be reading. He like crumpled it up and he turned it into a pasta. Freaking goose. No, in this case, it was a goose.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm thinking of something else.
And the entire crew was laughing, not out of fear, out of pleasure and joy.
Because they knew he was having a laugh.
Yes.
So he can do both.
Yes. But when it's time to do drama, then of course, yes, you have to yell and scream at everybody.
Yeah, he'd never be making a goose.
Yes.
We'd never see a goose.
No. A gun. A gun.
Maybe a gun.
The document is possibly becoming a
gun. The document could become
a working gun.
Mm-hmm. And shoot paper wasp at you.
Mm-hmm.
But
he paints too.
He pants?
He pants good, like George Bush. You see that one?
He pants him?
Brett is like,
it's a hard word to say.
He's just desperate.
I feel like you just put two words together that don't.
He pants him, you know, with the brush.
Refuses to leave his politics at home. He.
So right wing.
Yes, he will not just leave his politics at home.
It was a nice portrait. Of a nice man.
I'm not saying I'm not saying positive or negative.
No, I would actually prefer not to talk about it at all.
But we just leave it at home. We don't come in and go, when am I going to be able to wedge in there and force everyone to deal with my George W. Bush ideas?
What does the W stand for?
Oh,
well to do.
No, Brett, it's not well to do.
Winner. In Brett's mind. Loves Bush.
This is frustrating. But the point I'm trying to make, and we've seen it again this year with the Joker, when it comes to dramatic work, comedic actors just be hitting different, don't they?
Who was funny in the Joker?
Huh?
I didn't see it. I refuse to see it because I
this guy
that
is
part.
A clown. Mm. But doing some of the most dramatic things imaginable.
Oh, he's a total goof, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He's got makeup
he's
on.
A cornball. He is
jokes
a corny-ass fucking wild clown goofer.
Did you say he's always on?
Well, no, I wouldn't, actually. And this is where, you know, a little bit your ignorance is showing from having not
seen
the
film.
That's
fine, it's always showing.
He, in fact, is not always on. He starts out on a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then as we move into the more dramatic side of the piece, he's not on.
I would say he actually becomes slightly off.
Yes.
Would you say that he there's like a little disturbed?
That's the transition, always on slightly off. Always disturbed. On slightly and Chris off, was like, oh my God, they're talking about Disturbed.
I love that band.
I can see him. I can't hear him, but I can see him on the other side going, oh, wow. Which I don't
that's
even know.
My
I don't, I'm not even sure that's them.
Who cares? You know?
I think it is.
He stood up.
Or is
to
that
do
stained?
That.
No. It's probably no. Stained, no. My ignorance is showing.
No way. It's got to be so. It's Pantera.
And you have Robert De Niro in this movie, proving that he could have been a late night talk show host and still could be tomorrow, disappearing into this role.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about The Irishman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he, like, yeah.
He is the Irishman as well. He's both.
He's the Irish
he's
baby.
He's doing monologue a lot. Yes, he's first the Irish baby.
Face.
Yes.
He became so young.
He became so young. His eyes were so blue.
Where does he get the energy as well, Robert, to play this insanely charismatic talk show host that we all, I mean, you see him on screen, you go, of course people invite this man into their home every night.
Right.
To just laugh and relax.
Yeah.
And then in The Irishman, I mean, the athleticism that he's displaying.
Just facially.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I go, this dude is still fucking hitting different, isn't he?
Because this is the thing with that. When you play young, you got to
you
have to
talk
actually,
about this because you played.
I played young
You've
before.
Been morphing.
Babies.
Guys, when I was 23, I played a 13-year-old.
Mm.
And what I had to do was actually, I had to regress. I had to go through a hypnosis process with my therapist where she took me back and we were enacting what is it to be 13? Who am I at 13? Yeah. What do I want?
You can keep going.
Disturbed. Yeah. And what I discovered is that 13 means that your face is much softer. Your eyes are bigger.
13.
You have more wonder about the world. And you eat candy all the time.
Yes. Talk about this.
Well, and I chewed tobacco.
Well, and that's what I thought you meant when you said candy.
Yeah. I'm talking about that sweet, sweet.
Mm-hmm. The rush.
I love that rush when it just cuts the lip.
Mm-hmm.
That took me on a journey, but
basically
we don't have to do any of
life.
That shit. What we're going to do is actually prove that Hayes and I are just as good of dramatic actors as any of these freaking.
And we could.
I don't even know what to call them.
And we could do it, but it's.
Could have done it
sometimes
easily.
Sometimes things are too easy to even attempt to do.
Yeah, it's almost embarrassing, right?
Comedy's hard. Dying sucks.
It sucks.
We're all going to do it, you guys. I have to tell you.
I
technically
am not.
I will be loaded into a computer.
Are you going to be Robert De Niro style youngified, but like in body? The organs are going to be CG'd
basically
back.
People are going to be able to recreate my entire personality from the content I've produced in podcast form.
You're talking a James Dean resurrection clause.
I have put so much content and so many ideas out into the world that scientists will be able to recreate my entire brain and personality and put it into a bodybuilder's like host
a strong
body,
frame.
Similar to
yes.
your own body.
Yes,
yeah.
To sort of
a little
just
smaller,
like,
just a little softer around the edges.
But well, yeah,
so essentially,
this is a cloning
me.
Project. This yes. entire podcast.
Okay,
is
I know all about this.
That we are uploading our personalities
that was
onto
fake.
The. Yes.
What you did was fake.
Yours was fake.
When you say you know
me?
About
you're
this,
sort that, of making fun of it in your thing. Yeah. But we're actually doing it for
I'm
real.
Doing a little,
that
yeah.
was
it's a little wink to the audience.
Completely fake. And
just fake it didn't happen.
Yeah.
We're okay. actually uploading our personalities onto the Worldwide Weeb, and we are doing it via podcast. And so later, 1,000 years from now, 1,000,000 years from now, a bodybuilder will be able to walk in, start talking about toothpaste, change to talk about bubblegum. Be confused when people ask him about toothpaste. And then just sort of never recover for the next 45 minutes.
It was highly disturbing, wasn't it?
Mm. So we have to do some scenes. We have to get some of these on wax today. So what's like a thing that like happens in real life?
What's the most dramatic thing you could imagine?
Well, so for me, it's the simple things. Mm. It's the tiny interactions between people.
It's little.
It's like a moment. Mm. A missed opportunity. It's like the movie Little, starring Tom Hanks. It's a cup of coffee passed to your best friend.
Mm. That's
dramatic.
You
just share that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's layers under.
Sounds like a commercial.
Yeah.
To me, you're describing a commercial.
Well,
for
this
coffee.
Is how I see my scripts. I break them down into, okay, what am I selling?
You're
what
making
commercial
this
little
is
moment.
This? Yeah. 300
what commercial
commercials.
Is this for? Yeah. So this commercial now is about a breakup. Mm. But we're actually selling this lamp that's off to the side. Mm. So I kind of put my energy towards the lamp, even though I'm breaking up with my partner on screen.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm.
So you love lamp.
What's that?
I'm asking. You love lamp.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, sure. You could say that.
Yeah, you said that.
Somebody stop me.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com.
CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
What you are describing is essentially a marriage story, isn't it? Where the relatable experience is put on screen of a guy who could have fucked anyone.
Yeah.
He was in his 20s.
He was in his 20s.
You guys, I don't know if you know what that means, but he was in his 20s.
And he could have fucked anyone. But anybody. He did it.
He's a fuck machine, and he could have been drilling through the entire town.
He chose not to.
Yeah.
And that's the story of marriage.
When a marriage is a man who could literally pound anything he sees.
Yeah.
Picking one incredibly hot chick to just drill down.
Yeah, you could have had anybody.
For a couple years.
And he settled for Scarlett.
So that is obviously very sad, powerful story.
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's a bit of a Jesus story, really.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
He like sort of Jesus. Sacrificed.
And he didn't. Jesus?
Well, he basically nailed his wang to the cross.
Basically.
Stuck a little sheath.
He's up
the
there
side
yelling down.
Mm-hmm.
I could have fucked anybody in this town.
He could have been dropping communion wafers on everybody, but so let's turn this into a dramatic scene. Mm-hmm. Hayes, would you like to play the fuck machine?
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait.
I'll try.
I'll be the waiter.
Okay.
Tatiana, do you want to be the lamp?
I'd love to be the lamp.
Okay. Brett, any ideas?
Lead?
You want to be the lead?
Just the lead. Okay.
Well, I know what you're thinking.
Okay.
No, Brett, I don't want
no,
to
no,
be
no.
The lead.
It's okay. Brett is the lead actor.
Okay.
Just you never appointed a lead, so I was just wondering.
Okay.
He's right. We forgot to appoint the lead.
It's true.
Okay.
Can we get some score?
Okay.
Maybe some romantic Italian feeling music.
Oh, we're in an
Italian restaurant.
This is where it's going to be difficult, though, because of the pasta.
Yes.
So
if we could,
I have had pasta, though.
You have?
Yeah.
Holy shit, Brent! Where'd you come from?
I can draw back on that.
La di da.
Boyoyoing.
Mr. Boyoyoy.
Brett is an onion, you know, just constantly unfolding and revealing new layers.
Each layer really stinkier
and
than
he
the
sticks.
Last.
He's
blooming onion.
And he'll absorb all the microbes in your fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
Mm. No.
Just for clarity, please, please, I beg you.
No,
I won't
please.
Ask a single question.
No, you didn't let me finish. No, please. Do you even, why would you think you couldn't?
Just shy, guys. Shy about asking.
Yeah, question me.
Okay. So in this restaurant, are these lamps attached to the table? Is it one of those situations?
Great.
Are they
great
on?
Great question. Mm. Thank you.
Are they off?
Great, great question. I can't see the lamp from where I am.
Oh, it's way back.
It's so
it's
far.
Way in the back. Is this a set lamp? This is actually a lamp that's lighting the scene? This
it's like
not,
at Village.
Not practical. It's at
Village. It's not lighting the scene, but
it's
you
on
need
the continuity
to be able to see the scripts.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah. It's okay, good. Just so I know.
Mm-hmm. It's the lamp on the script supervisor, which is what we, you know, call her. I know maybe you don't get to know.
We know it's a her, too.
Yes, that's right.
It's always a her.
Mm-hmm. Scripty.
Did you find something? Excuse me, waiter.
Huh?
Could I have the main pasta, please?
One second. Sorry. got my buds in. Sorry, couldn't hear you. I was listening to something.
No, that's
on my
okay.
Buds.
I was just hoping to have some of the main pasta at the restaurant.
The main pasta.
Yes.
Right away, sir.
And I just want you to know that the fact that that's all I'm asking for right now, that all I want is pasta when I could have so much more.
I'm sorry, I put my buds back in. The last thing I heard was main pasta.
I'm a young hotshot director. You think pasta is the best I could do?
Mm.
But that's all I need right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need. For you, I'll only have this pasta. Now, how do I... Where is it?
Sorry. I took one out to hear you, but I also... I'm listening to Comedy Bang Bang in one of these things. Shit, man. Some of the wordplay these guys are coming up with. Like, literally, they'll hear a word, say it back, totally different pronunciation, and then do just a whole new thing on that. That's 10, 15 minutes of the show.
Oh, that sounds like some pretty funny shit.
Anyway, yeah.
Surely it's too alt to be popular.
That's, oh, man. I would have thought the same thing because it's out there.
Mm.
Weirdo shit, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, this is some outer space comedy shit. So here, say a word. Here, you've been talking about pasta, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They'll go like, pasta rasta, man.
Mm.
And that's 15 minutes of the show.
I think, didn't another show do that exact bit?
Hey, man, if you can think of the show, I'll listen to that, too,
oh, okay.
Because this shit has got me
that
going,
had a character
man.
Called Pasta Man, who was like a Rasta Italian chef. I thought I'd heard something about this. I don't know.
Great.
I read Vulture,
that sounds
and they
good.
Talk about
oh, yeah,
like.
Yeah. I've been wanting to get Vulture. Where is that?
Sorry, it's so dark in here. Is there any, like, is there a lamp or something that like,
I can look around?
You can bring out? Okay. Maybe check in, like, the back or something like that.
And that was the lamp going on. So, really good scene.
Guys, I loved that.
Tatiana, I
have a few notes.
Okay.
A few comments.
Please, yeah. Yeah, no, they're not notes.
They're soft notes. What I loved about it. I love that you guys talked over each other.
Yeah.
I love that there is a looseness to it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we went from him not being able to hear him. And I believed that.
Yeah.
I really believed. I don't know if you did have headphones in, like that you were actually listening
underneath,
to
something. Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did. So you weren't creating
method.
That. Okay. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that when you said main pasta,
mm-hmm.
you emphasized main.
Mm.
And I love
so
that
important,
you conjured the image.
I didn't even
of,
notice that I was doing that.
No, it was you could, but it's because
that's
you really
why
wanted
it's real.
It.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you really wanted it.
That's so cool.
It's all natural.
And I like that the scene just sort of ended up being about something completely different from where it started.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know, and that you guys just went
the journey that art takes.
It ended
us
up
on.
Being, if you notice, like some, we there was like it ended up being the podcast Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah.
If you noticed that.
Which was meta.
It's kind of. In there. That's
yeah.
in there. It's
yeah.
subtle, but it is in there.
Yeah.
It's threaded in a little bit.
And for those who would say that Brett was the lead and actually did nothing, if you were in here, you would know that he was smoldering.
Yeah.
Oh.
All
the focus was on him.
Stole the scene.
Yes.
I think it was the breath work. He was breathing quite low.
To give myself a note, from a casting perspective, Tatiana, I think you may have been underused by making you be the lamp. When you're, by all accounts,
there's
one of the bigger guests we've ever had on the show, and then we did, well, that scene must have been 7 or 8 minutes.
Here's the thing. There are no, this is just something I
no
came up
parts.
With.
Uh-huh.
It's something I like to say.
Mm.
There are no small parts.
Okay.
And I love lamps.
I
That's
came up
another
with that
thing
too.
I love to say. You came up with that as well?
Yeah. I said it before you did, if you actually remember.
Surprising.
One like yeah.
Because
yeah.
I coined it.
I thought we were maybe going to like do
no
a scene where the waiter
parts.
Would we'd be going back and like getting a lamp out of the back room, which would be an opportunity for the lamp.
We did, and then the lamp turned on, if you heard the click noise that she made.
Yeah.
It was subtle. I don't know if you missed it.
No, I did.
It's subtle, but it's in there. The Comedy Bang Bang thread was subtle, and then the lamp sound was
There's actually a lot of subtlety.
Do we want to do another scene? Now, maybe you shouldn't be the lamp this time.
I think Chris should be able to suggest like something like from his own.
Chris, what's the most dramatic shit that ever happened to you? Don't say suffocating.
He's clearly experienced a lot.
Am I playing a character?
Kevin,
that was one of
brief
the most
him before the show.
Probably meeting Chef Kevin for the first time.
That's dramatic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anybody in here have the chops to play Chef Kevin?
This is maybe where we use.
Okay. I can do this.
Yes.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm watching him right. I'm just taking him in right now. Mm-hmm. There's a kindness there.
Okay. So I'll be Crisp. You can be Chef Kevin.
Yeah.
Hayes, what would you like to play in this scene?
I could be the lamp.
Okay.
Are you practical or are you you off camera, on camera? What are we talking about?
I am outside.
Uh-huh. And you're a heat lamp?
Yes.
Because it's cold.
Yes. I'm outside at the restaurant and I am blasting. Uh-huh. You can hear me. I'm going so loud.
That propane.
Mm-hmm.
And can we get some music? Maybe like a thank you.
Fine, exactly.
Chef Kevin,
what do you want?
I saw you banging on them
Kid,
skins in there.
Get out of my face. I got these pastas to bake.
Sorry. I don't want to bother you, but I saw you on stage banging on them skins, and man, you can really wail. It reminded me of some of my favorite bands, Suffocation and etc.
Kid, don't talk to me about Suffocation. Suffocation's a lyric. You don't know nothing. Get out of my face.
But I made this shirt.
Wait a second. What's your name again?
Crisp.
Crisp?
Crisp.
Pass me that pot. You're gonna work for me today.
Oh my gosh, you sir are gonna become a skin.
You're gonna become the skins that I'm pounding, sir. I'm about to flay you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm gonna peel that first layer of skin off your body, my friend. You got that sweet, sweet, supple skin.
Oh my god.
Get over here.
This is so scary. Oh, God. Thank you.
Shh.
It's okay.
It's so Chef dark Kevin's in here.
Chef Kevin's right here.
It's so dark, I can't see anything.
Ooh. Oh, crisp.
Oh, Chef Kevin.
Your skin is going to make some nice drums there, my sweet.
Would you like me to turn on this lamp or turn it off?
The lead!
Cleek.
Okay. So,
guys.
Who should give notes on this one?
I mean, we can just sort of do a round table like conversation about just like how it felt being scene partners for that. I really liked how Chef Kevin was calling his subordinate sir. The guy was very scared of him. Who he had just met was referring to him as sir.
Well, this is what this is the complexity of Chef Kevin is that
he's got a warped mind.
Yeah, he's a warped soul, and he sees he sees vulnerability in this guy. He wants to build him up as much as he wants to peel his skin off. At the same time,
he also wants to make those drums.
And this is a thing in a lot of like dramatic stories is kissing.
Yeah.
Like they are.
It so often comes up.
They are doing this a lot in these movies.
Yeah. As we saw in Marriage Story.
Yes. They have that in there.
Yeah.
Kissing is often played for laughs, but it can be dramatic as well. Especially when it is someone who is getting their skin peeled to be made into a drum by a pasta baker.
Yeah.
Who they've just met.
Yeah.
I felt very scared doing the scene.
Right.
And I think I should have.
Yeah.
I think that's where you were bringing me.
Uh-huh. Well, that you want a scene partner who's going to take you take you there, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Like feel like you're make you feel like your skin is mm-hmm. is vulnerable to being removed. Do you know what I mean? Like
no, I yes, now I do. If you asked me yesterday, do you know what I mean? You know what I would have said?
What?
No fucking way. No fucking way.
Right.
But you were laughing, and isn't that interesting that like your response to that
being nervous
to like being scared
yeah.
was to laugh.
I guess Chris laughs. I guess Chris laughs to look brave and mm-hmm. to look strong mm-hmm. even when he's pissing his little panties
and
in there.
Did you know that before coming into this scene? Were you like that's
I discovered that.
You discovered that.
I discovered that.
I love that. I really love that. Thank I could you. Feel you finding that in
oh,
the
you
moment.
Honor me. Thank you.
I, you know what? I do honor you.
You honor me.
I honor you deeply.
You honor me. Thank you. God bless you.
Peace be with you.
God bless.
And Brett, talk about your, how you felt entering the scene when you did. It's sort of the climactic moment.
Well, I really, I was
sort
getting...
of shouldering the burden that the lead. That is the lead's responsibility.
Well, we never really discussed that I would be lead again.
You didn't have to.
Mm-mm. No, we just
lead made. Stays the lead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Once a so, lead, always a lead.
And we've also never really discussed.
Like, okay,
who
we're
the lead
doing
is.
Mission Impossible 5 now. Okay, well now let's have a big meeting about who is going to be the star of this movie.
Good point. Good
let's
point.
Spend the entire day being like, okay, who is going to
be
this
the lead?
Time?
Yeah, just Ving Rhames the lead this time.
But I felt that I didn't want to step on the scene. I wanted you to shine, literally.
Yeah, Lamb.
Wow. Literally.
Really, wow.
See what I did?
That's really yes. funny.
I think.
That's so funny, man.
I think and you could give it up
some,
for that.
And even in dramatic work, you can get some of your biggest laughs because it's mm-hmm. unexpected to hear Brett make the funniest fucking yeah. joke I've ever heard.
Yeah. And Brett,
in the middle of a pretty serious discussion.
You lit up.
Okay.
Right?
And Brett, I absolutely have to give it up once again. And I honor you.
We you honor me.
I honor you. God bless you.
You honor
Peace
me.
Peace be with you.
Peace be upon you.
Sam is in there. These creeps.
All these creeps.
Why did he turn off the light?
Just peering yeah. out, turning out the light as if like he can't be seen when the light is off.
He's a vampire.
Lamp business.
Yeah,
engineer vampire.
What's a vampire?
It's Vampire Sam.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Sam Vampire.
Uh-huh.
Jumper.
Did we have, we gathered all these questions for Tatiana. Should we ask her one question?
Come on, Kevin, hit us with the questions.
Okay, this comes from Brendan J. What's the bit that you regret most in the old HH archives?
This
the,
is not
the
a good
J
question.
Stands for
this is a terrible question for
joke.
Tatiana.
Joke yeah. question.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Who should host the Oscars?
Thank you.
Thank oh, you.
That
God.
Is a good question
That's
for Tatiana.
That's a great now, question.
Now, are we talking currently or in the past?
That's a really good question. Huh. That's really interesting. It doesn't
I figured
say.
It was the 1974 Oscars.
Okay.
Mm. Who should host the Oscars in the past?
No, I think they should just have a series of children coming out dressed in little outfits.
You want them in outfits?
I want them in outfits, and I want them laughing, singing, dancing.
To kids,
I want
little kids.
I want to keep it light. It's okay. getting so heavy out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want a
it's
bunch
true.
Of babies on stage.
It's so negative, isn't it?
It's so
we come
so
together
negative.
For once.
And I think that's going to be one of the legacies of the decade.
Negativity.
I think that is going to be one of our lessons of the decade is it's been pretty negative lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been tough.
Yeah. So...
So who is it? Like who can do this? Like who can
I think
like bring everyone together?
Obvious answer, nice. Ricky Gervais.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason that the Golden Globes are kicking the Oscars ass every year in terms of just fucking awesome comedy and great hosting and just really taking no prisoners and being yeah. so fucking cheeky.
Yeah.
He's a cheeky monkey. It's
he
unreal.
He is a bit of a cheeky monkey.
Yeah.
He is taking so much of the piss.
Out of
cheeky. Mm-hmm.
No, nobody is safe.
No piss remains.
No.
Do you think he apologizes to people afterwards?
Yes.
He goes up to them and just says, "I'm so sorry. I just hey, totally
just,
joke. I was
just
joking."
I'm laughing. I'm like, dude,
ooh,
I know.
Ricky.
Dude, are you of course, dude.
Dude, wow. I was like the whole time. I was like, that was the funniest to me of anyone. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
He apologized to you?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, are you kidding me?
I know. That's like the funniest.
That kind of shit is my favorite. You know, like, that's my favorite kind of shit ever.
That's what I did. That's what I did to you.
Oh, you know, you laugh. Oh, so maybe this is like, maybe we do this. Can we get a little music for this?
Oh, yeah.
This is the apology.
Yeah. I mean, you've been in these.
Yes.
You like to say, like, taking home awards hardware, like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
I've done it.
And so let's, like, you can be backstage.
Yeah.
And Ricky Gervais is apologizing to you for a joke he made.
Yeah.
About morphing black.
And I'm holding my schlammy.
Yes.
Hi, Tatiana.
Oh, my God. What a night. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even... You know, I'm just taking a piss, having a little laugh.
Oh, Ricky.
I'm just being cheeky up there.
Ricky, sweetie.
You know, the reason I even did joke about you is because I know you've got good sense of humor.
You know what? I take it as a compliment, yeah. Ricky. I take it as a compliment.
God doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? We can just go and take a laugh.
Ricky, your skin.
Ah, falling off, yeah.
Oh, my God, your skin.
Ah, yeah, falling off,
so
yeah.
So soft.
Yeah, falling off, sure, the skin coming off.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. Ooh.
You know how sharp an Emmy is, Ricky? Yeah, it's got those two little sharp hands.
Oh, no. What are those? Oh, God. Oh, no, I'm becoming drums.
And then I put his skin onto my body.
Hmm.
And then I host the Emmys or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That one you did a lot of this narration.
No, I mean this is like your signature, like dramatic move.
It's so important to have a brand, and people are comfortable when they see you. They're waiting. When is she gonna peel guy's skin off?
Yeah,
and
who's getting flayed? How long is it gonna take?
Yeah,
she gonna kiss before, after, during?
Kiss and take the skin.
Your characters are constantly being like, and now I'm in charge. And
It's a gender reversal thing. Because I'm so sick of men being the ones who flay the women.
Yes.
I want to flay the men. Do you know what I mean? That's
so
where I think
boring.
Yes,
girls are doing it for themselves now.
We've seen it.
The men flaying.
Mm-hmm.
Some women doing the flaying.
Yeah, please. Mm-hmm. Please.
Enough Bobby Flay. Yes. How about Bobby Sue Flay?
Yes.
Kevin, any other question?
This is from Nick. Curious what your favorite cameo in a project has been.
This is from Nick Kroll.
Mm, yeah.
My famous cameo in a project has been...
Are you on Cameo, by the way?
Yeah. $50.
Oh, that's...
I pride myself price. On that's that nice. Price. Yeah.
You got to find that sweet spot where you can still be... Like in rarefied air as a celebrity, like still be expensive, but people are also like paying for your cameos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How many cameos have you bought?
Boy.
For a friend. Yeah. For a friend.
I am saving up for Brian Baumgartner.
I don't know who that is.
So
you do.
Is
do
this I a character? Do. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. He is, okay, I'll tell him this fake character. It's Kevin from The Office. Who is like the guy on that show? Mm-hmm.
Guys, I only watch the UK Office.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you.
Have you heard
Ricky?
Have you heard the British Office ladies? So much better than the American Office.
It's a great.
Ladies.
I know. Yeah. It's a great joke.
That's a joke.
I know. I'm worrying that you actually have become the lead because. This is now the third joke, each one funnier than the last.
I made sure to save the Pro Tools.
What happened?
I caught a glimpse.
Oh.
What was on your screen?
Lad Bible.
I don't know what she's laughing at.
Nothing. You'll find out soon enough. Everyone's getting flayed.
Oh, wow.
She's seen me put just like all the chess pieces being put together.
You guys don't even know what's happening behind the scenes.
Did you you research that joke before doing it?
I kind of led all of you along the whole episode until that moment. And then just nailed it.
And then dropped it in.
There's just a document on your screen of like document. There's the words British office ladies and then like a timestamp under it. That's like last night at 10 p.m. or something.
Brett, I honor you.
Bless you, Brett.
Thank you.
I honor you. God bless you. Okay, so you're on Cameo, but you were talking about a famous cameo that you've done.
Famous cameo.
No, it was the favorite cameo that's in a movie, right, Kevin?
But she said my famous cameo.
That you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I interrupted.
Subtle. It's subtle, but it's deep.
But it's in there.
It's in there. In the back of Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Mm. Sam.
Sam himself.
Mm.
I played a guy. I was looking up and I sort of pointed up. And I took that part because I hadn't done a lot of point, like there'd been very few.
People thought of you as having your fingers closed.
Down. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was something about extending up that was quite a like artistic kind of, it was a necessary thing for me to explore on camera, publicly.
That's so
flex your muscles.
Because I remember back then sort of being like, who is that? Whose face is kind of saying like, hey, this is New York.
Yeah.
We don't.
Thank you.
We don't let goblins just come in here. And hey, you get off of this freaking train, you goblin.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is our town.
I did a
lot
of prep work on just the concept of like, what is a goblin?
Yeah.
Like, what is a goblin to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not it's not a goblin.
Where'd you land?
Where'd I land on what a goblin is?
Yeah, what a goblin is. Goblin, I think people would love to hear this.
Goblin's sort of like a stand-in for, like, racism and sexism. And
wow.
You know what I mean?
I thought like, it was what I'm doing at dinner time.
And he's now, Brett's rubbing off on him.
Oh.
And I honor you, Hayes.
Thank you. Bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Peace be with you.
And also with you. God. So, but goblin obviously is what you do at Thanksgiving time, goblin turkey. And it is also racism, sexism.
It's pointing out the,
no, it's serious. It's
the goblin in the room, so to speak. I'm pointing up at it and sort of drawing people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying this is New York. Like, we do not do sexism here.
Yeah.
We do not
we
have
do not
racism.
Do racism.
And I could have fucked anybody. Do you know what I mean?
That's could have literally the, able to fuck whoever. Because at the time, you're in your 20s.
You're in your 20s. You can fuck anybody.
Mm-hmm. No, you honestly, when you're in your 20s, and people know this, but I'll say it, you could be wielding your pork sword to slay so many clam dragons.
Oh.
And the... And the sad truth is, in a story that is a marriage story, it's really about sheathing your pork sword and letting it rest dormant in its scabbard, which is a heartbreaking truth, but it's something we do have to deal with cinematically.
It's very real. It's a very real issue.
Oh, now... In your 30s, in your 40s, well, who gives a fuck? You know, you're unfuckable.
You can't fuck nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that go to the theater.
Like, you're lucky if you can jack
stuff,
off.
See this kind of stuff in the theater.
30s and 40s are for jacking off.
You're, if you're lucky.
20s.
If you're lucky. 20s, any, it's absolutely blasting time.
Yeah.
It's blasting time.
So we'll just talk about the power of cinema for like just 1 second and then we can... Like, get out.
Just discuss the power of cinema.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, transportative. You know, we're in a different world. We're going somewhere else. We're escaping our lives. Yeah, and I did say escape.
It's transportative.
And I say espresso.
It's transformatory.
It's
It's morphing.
It's morphing the morphing audience time. As much as it is morphing black.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You
that's just
me.
What I feel about it.
Bye.
Wow.
You really honor you.
Bye.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.